It was one of those surreal moments that you have in life where everyone looks at everyone else. You hear this giant explosion. The plane is about ready to take off. He's doing 160 miles an hour. The front of the plane is up. The engine explodes. The plane is vibrating violently. What's going to happen? Everybody just stopped. Is this the end?
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a conference speaker and coach and your advocate for the family. Today is the concluding session for Dr. Randy's series entitled Finishing Strong. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And boy, as I heard that excerpt from our final day on the topic Finishing Strong, you're going to hear that story in just a moment because I was on board that airplane. And this is a personal story. This week, these 4 days, we've been sharing with you from a teaching that I have done called Finishing Strong. It's a passion of my life. Part of intentional living is finding our purpose, living our purpose, and then finishing strong. And we're focusing on the finishing part. Now, finishing may be many years away, you know, but finishing is a daily exercise too. Finishing today strong, finishing this month strong, and doing it in a way with passion. There's something passionate about when we choose to live intentionally in Christ. And on this first teaching on this Friday, it's going to get to the question on serving and honoring God from the list of the top 10 questions about finishing strong. We'll get to that in just a moment. I hope you stay tuned because I'll tell you how you can receive this entire teaching on DVD for yourself, for your small group, for your church. We'll share that in just a moment. Right now, let me take you into the Family Center where I was teaching with my staff on finishing strong. Take a listen. I think I've shared the story with you that sort of illustrates this idea of serving others. I was flying out of Tucson one day, and I was headed back east. This was probably 10 years ago. And I had a near-death experience. You ever had a near-death experience? I mean, really, literally, a near-death experience? If it had been 5 seconds more this direction or 5 seconds more that direction, your life would have been radically altered. We were taking off from Tucson Airport, two-engine jet, fully loaded, middle of summer, over 100 degrees. As the pilot raced down the runway with this DC-9, and he began to lift off the wheel, they call it rotation, when the front of the plane comes off the ground. As the front of the plane came off the ground, one of the engines exploded off the back of the airplane, literally, and complete silence in the cabin. It was one of those surreal moments that you have in life where everyone looks at everyone else. You hear this giant explosion. The plane is about ready to take off. He's doing 160 miles an hour. The front of the plane is up. The engine explodes. The plane is vibrating violently. What's going to happen? Everybody just stopped. Is this the end? And he lays that thing back down and we scream right to the end of the runway. Interesting thing is a pilot on the same airline who was flying in the cabin was seated right in front of me. So here's this captain who was not flying, but he was sitting in the passenger's seat. The plane stops, and of course they stop the plane. It sat there for weeks because it was completely, you know, unusable. The pilot stood and he turned to me and he said, here's his words, "We were lucky. 5 seconds longer," he said, "we would have been off the ground, losing an engine in the middle of summer, fully loaded." I share that because just before we took off, we didn't pay attention to the stewardess who always says the same. The flight attendants always say the same thing to you. Buckle your seatbelts. Yeah. If the air thing falls out, you know, put it on your child. Put it on yourself and then breathe normally. Like, hello, I'm going to breathe normally at this moment in my life, you know. But the message was this. The message that the flight attendant is saying is if you're in the air and the plane has a problem and the air masks fall out, make sure you put yours on first because if you don't, you're not going to be alive to help your child or help somebody else. See? The question is, on our deathbed, are we going to look back and be able to say that I served other people as much as I wanted to be served. That doesn't mean we don't serve ourselves. And like that airplane announcement, I got to make sure I put my spiritual mask on. I got to make sure I'm breathing the right air and I'm taking care of myself so I can serve other people. See, but the question is, on my deathbed, is it going to be more about me or is it going to be more about my service to other people? And then number 10, the question I would ask is, did I honor God in the five essential areas of my life? And I thought about this because when I speak, normally behind me you see those five banners: our faith, our family, our health, our finances, and our work. And I thought, why are they important? You know, I just gave you important stuff here. Why should I care about my health, my finances, my work, and all of these things? I mean, what does that have to do with living an intentional life and finishing strong? And as I thought about that, because this is an important matter, as we think about why we do what we do. We're not a ministry that's just trying to help people get skinny and healthy, all right? And certainly I'm not leading that charge. We're not a ministry to help people just to get out of debt and have financial security. We're not about helping people just be successful at work. Why is it important for us on our deathbed to look back and say, in those five essential areas, I chose to live an intentional life? And I thought of two reasons. First of all is this. These essentials, especially the four of them other than faith, our work, our finances, our health, right? And what's the other one? Our family. These essentials reveal externally what's going on internally. If I see a person who is in financial mess because of their own doing, okay, we're not just talking about the financial mess of the world, but I'm just saying they are in debt and they're doing this and they're doing that and they're a mess, that reveals externally something that's going on inside of them. When we are a mess physically, I can tell you right now, the reason I need to lose weight and I struggle with it is not because I'm not smart enough, and it's not because I don't know what I need to do and not do. It's because of something that goes on inside of me that I've got to conquer with God's help. I mean, can we be bold enough to say that what we see on the outside is a revelation or reveals what's going on in the inside of our life? Same thing is true in our families. If I'm in a mess with my wife because of my own doing, that's revealing something going on inside of our lives as a couple.
All right, that's an excerpt from this final day. 4 days of teaching on finishing strong, and one more session we'll get to here in just a moment. As I wrap up these 10 questions, true false questions to ask yourself about how are you doing toward finishing strong in life. I think these 10 questions deserve attention, and I'll tell you more about how you can get your complete teaching on DVD along with the beautiful watercolor print on finishing strong. I'll tell you about that in just a little bit.
Intentional love. Every marriage needs it, but it doesn't just happen.
When I started to show my wife love, she wondered what was going on.
Dr. Randy Carlson can show you how to apply intentional love to your marriage. But right now, it's your move to make an appointment for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Tucson, November 10th.
That's what I showed her. That's what she responded to, and that's what saved our marriage.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
Would you like to retire rich? Rich in health, that is.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's King Hoover, our intentional health coach.
Do you have a retirement plan? Maybe it's a 401k, a pension, or just good old-fashioned savings. How will you enjoy all those days and dollars unless you've also planned for your fitness retirement? A new study in the American Journal of Medicine reported that older people with more muscle mass tend to live longer and better than those with less. Use multi-joint exercises like squats, rows, and push-ups to add muscle mass that will last well into your retirement future. Regularly varying the amount of weight used, number of reps, and sets in each workout will promote muscle and prevent boredom. That is a recipe for fitness future success. So add some muscle into your retirement accounts that will accumulate major interest and pay you platinum returns in your golden years. For Intentional Living, I'm King Hoover.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, King. That's a great reminder. Finishing strong, you know, we're talking about our relationships. We're talking about our life. But we shouldn't avoid or neglect our health. We want to take good care of our health. The better care you take, the more likely you are to have a better retirement period in your life. We're going to get back to the teaching here as we go to the final teaching for this four-day series as I wrap up the importance of finishing strong. If I'm in a mess with my wife because of my own doing, that's revealing something going on inside of our lives as a couple. So why the five essentials are important and why we teach and preach and help people live an intentional life in these five essentials is because we're ultimately dealing with an inside issue, helping them see that as they choose to glorify God with their health, their finances, their work, and their family, they benefit from it. So one is these four essential areas other than faith externally reveal what's going on inside. And secondly, the reason that these four essentials in particular, plus our faith, are so important is because I think we'll all agree that to the extent that we are successful in being intentional in those four areas of our life, will either limit or aid in serving, allowing us to serve Christ and other people. If I'm a physical wreck, I can't serve. If I'm broke, I can't serve. If my family's a mess, I can't serve. If I'm not faithful in my work, I'm not going to have an opportunity to serve at the potential that God's given me. Does that make sense? And so when we talk about living an intentional life in these five essential areas, all of the four of them lead to the fifth one, which is our faith, see? And as I have a true, dynamic, intentional relationship with Christ, it should reveal itself in these other four areas. We as followers of Christ, those of us who are choosing to be intentional should be continuing to progress in those other four areas of our life. Not because we're better than anybody else, but because we want to bring glory to God and benefit to ourselves. Does that make sense? So how'd you grade yourself? I won't ask you to share. But for yourself, seriously, I ask you at the beginning to come here and be present in this moment. I would encourage you as you go back to your office, those of you viewing or listening, those of you who support the ministry, as you think about these 10 statements and you grade yourself to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to be A every day. I'm not going to be A's on everything. I'm a human being. I fail. But you know what? I don't want to see too many F's. And if I got some D's, I'd like to get it up to at least a C. Don't you? I mean, remember that in school? Can I at least get, teacher, what can I do to at least get this up to a C? You know? Not doing this because we want God to love us more. We do this because we want to love Him more. And that's the ultimate goal. That is intentional living. Intentional living, every day, bring glory to Him, benefit to ourselves, and to finish strong. That's our message. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this hour. Thank you for the testimony of your grace and your love. We know you are a loving God and a just God. You commanded that we number our days so we can have a heart after wisdom. Lord, I can't believe I've lived almost 22,000 days on this planet. And one day I'll be gone. And I pray that on my deathbed, when I get to that place, that I can finish strong. Lord, I pray as we consider these 10 statements today, that each of us will take a serious evaluation, self-evaluation of where we stand and see if there's areas in our lives that we need to be more intentional so we can finish strong. There'll be days that we fail and days that we stop running and days that we sit on the bench. There'll be days that we feel like a failure. That's just part of this marathon. But Lord, I pray that as we move toward the ultimate destination, that our heart will beat with a desire to finish strong. May not be the first one across the line, but we're going to cross the line.
You know, we're live back here in Intentional Living Studio. That's a picture. I saw just another one of those moments caught on video of a runner who fell, and someone picked him up and helped them, and they together went across the line. Sometimes that's it, but they finished, you know? One stronger, one weaker, but working together. That's part of what we see as a picture of what we do here at the Intentional Living Center, supporting one another. Pity the man who falls down, the Bible says, and has no one to pick him up. And we believe that part of our mission is working together to encourage each other, picking each other up when we're weak, and living our lives together as intentional in Christ. That's part of the reason we have this series. You know, of course, on my heart right now is tonight, as our team will be in Tucson at Faith Community Church with the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. We're wrapping up this entire series of conferences for 2017 tonight in Tucson with a great deal of passion and energy for marriage, to support you in your marriage, to help you be intentional in your marriage, to set some great plans and goals for 2018. And you know what? Last minute, you can still get your tickets. I would encourage you, if you been planning to come and maybe didn't get your tickets, or maybe we're sold out in Phoenix or Albuquerque even, and you can get here in time. We'll start tonight at the Faith Community Church. Get your tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And all the information there is for you, available for you. And then we'll be looking forward to all of our friends in Southern Arizona at Faith Community Church tonight. Information again at theintentionallife.com and click on the events. It's all there. Pumped up. Looking forward to it. Going to share some personal stories and a lot of practical help, including the intentionals on love habits for your marriage. So we'll see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So how do you tame stress?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Linda Swindling, our intentional workplace expert.
Well, you know, some stress is necessary. Successful people know how to manage stress. First, they really figure out their priorities, and they postpone those things that aren't important. Second, watch for that burnout and overload. Be comfortable about not doing everything. Try to stay organized. You might list what's going right. And then rest, relax, exercise, and maintain your health. Finally, do not adopt everybody else's emergency. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swindling.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Dr. Randy says anyone can start a race, but not everyone finishes strong. Do you want to finish strong? Dr. Randy has some great encouragement and godly counsel for you in his full-length DVD, Finishing Strong. Finishing Strong features in-depth teaching on 10 principles to help you finish everything in life and finish well. Become a member of Intentional Living today, and with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll receive the Finishing Strong DVD and Donna Carlson's beautiful 16x20 watercolor print featuring the 10 Finishing Strong statements as a reminder. You'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching, all with our thanks. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Thanks.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. Always appreciate you setting up the ball on the tee for us here to come on back to the program from our Intentional Living Center. In a moment, we'll hear the final part of my interview with Linda Hammond. She's a woman who, even though her husband and ministry partner, he was tragically killed, she intentionally chose to serve God in that ministry and to finish strong. And I'll be back in a moment with more of that interview.
How I'm living intentionally is changing the music that I listen to. You know, certain kind of hip-hop music and certain kind of alternative rock and roll music, the lyrics don't really put you in the line of following in Christ's word. So I'm just eliminating that type of music from my music library.
Hi, I have been intentional and focused by studying Philippians, and it teaches you to keep joy in your heart and Christ in your center no matter what. And when you've got Christ in your heart, you can be intentional and help others.
Me and my wife, we live our lives intentionally by sharing the Word of God through the reservation, through singing ministry and whatnot. We just want to thank you and your team for everything that you've done through your programming of bringing God's message.
The thing I'm doing that's intentional the most is praying for my coworkers. And I'm trying to teach them about God's love and mercy that is what I'm doing intentionally for Jesus.
Hey, wow. Thank you for sharing your story with us. To hear what God is doing in your life, tell us what's happening in your life intentionally. When you call 888-888-1717. Today on Intentional Living, one woman's story. Linda Hammond's on the line from Michigan. On March 30th, 2012, her husband was fatally injured and his life taken in a car accident, motorcycle car accident. And in that moment, after 42 years and 66 days of marriage, Linda wakes up and says, "Now what, Lord? Now what? What do you have for me?" And she has taken this last year to move in the direction of building a ministry for widows in her church and in other churches. And the question I wanted to ask, Linda, is this one, very simple. How has this intentional living for you, I mean, really being proactive, knowing your purpose and living it, been part of the process of healing for you?
Well, first of all, it took my focus off of me, oh, poor me, and put my focus onto others, was what God's commission for us to do. And as I would reach out to the Lord on how he wants me to go forward, then I could relate this to other women on how God wants to be so close to them, because he is now their our husband. Mm. And to be able to release what is pinned up inside of them, because we can talk about it. Us women need to talk about these subjects.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about how we felt right away, and we can understand each other. Other people don't understand if they haven't been through it.
So investing in the lives of these other women who are going through similar territory,
yes,
has helped you too.
Absolutely.
It's been part of your healing.
Deeper, faster healing, I believe.
Yeah. Well, your other option was to sit and feel sorry for yourself.
Exactly.
Or just get preoccupied with other things to try to forget it, and yet you've invested into the lives of others in the process. You've been healed in the healing in the process as well.
Yes.
Good for
I'm
you.
So grateful for that.
All right, Willow Fellowship for Widows, and you came up with that name because widows don't like to be called widows.
Correct.
Well, God bless you, Linda. You keep up the good work, and you let us know how we can be a help to get the word out in the future as you grow, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you much. You know, Linda reminds me very much so of this whole thing that when we find our purpose, there's something that happens inside of our lives. I mean, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You woke up on a day or a week or a month and something happened in your life, and all of a sudden you realized, you know, this is my purpose. This is why God's put me on this planet. I mean, obviously, it's to bring him glory, but this is my unique purpose. This is what really turns my crank, as John Maxwell likes to say. This is the thing that gets me up in the morning, gets me energized, and keeps me going. And whatever it could be, you know, for you right now, it may be the thing that turns your crank is getting up and being the best mom you can be with those kids. To know that your purpose for these years is to raise some godly kids. You may get up in the morning, you know that your purpose is to, you know, start a business or to be the best employee wherever it is or the best neighbor to reach out to those in need. But when that switch goes off and we move from just existing to having that purpose, from just getting by to really knowing why we're here, and then starting to practice these intentional living principles of setting godly goals to get a very clear picture of the future, and then living that out every day with developing godly habits and taking daily action. There's something that transpires in a person's life as we start to live in this way. Life is so very short, about 27,000 days that we get here in the world to be alive. To use these days with that kind of intentionality is such a powerful and beautiful thing to witness. And when I hear a story like Linda's, she's been through grief and loss. She could be sitting by herself and feeling sorry for herself, but she's passionate about the needs of others. This is what's going to help her get through her grief. This is what's going to give her purpose in the days ahead. Yes, the loss is real, the pain is real, but also the reality of being intentional is real in her life. Tell us your story. Tell us what God's doing, or tell us how we can pray for you in the next 30 days as you decide to step up and be intentional. Come to theintentionallife.com.
Listening to the program today, I just want to thank you because I was lying to myself, thinking, calling myself a Christian, but thinking of going into an escort service. Times are hard. I'm a single mom. Have a degree, but couldn't find a job. And I was just telling myself, going through my mind, trying to look at all the pros of why I could do it and what I won't do in the escort service. But like I said, God's timing is such... Everything is God's timing. Just listening to the program today has really opened my eyes, and I know I can just see, and I know that it was wrong, but I wasn't listening to that stuff that I was thinking. I was just looking at, well, you can't find a job. And I just want to thank you guys for everything that you do. Your program, the radio station, I'm so blessed to be able to have it and be able to listen to it. You guys have really made a difference in my life. Philippians 4:8. That will be my life scripture now. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Boy, you know, we're live back here in the studio, and she's referencing my life verse, Philippians 4:8, whatever things are true and right and admirable, praiseworthy, of good report, think on such things, the power of our minds. And what a story, what a testimony, what a decision. You know, we talk about life's decisions, those moments where we have to make a decision. Am I going to go left? Am I going to go right? Am I going to go straight? What am I going to do? And our decisions matter. And that's why we talk about doing that next right one thing, not perfectly. We don't want to lay more stress on people. We want to help people see that you can be in this moment, mindful of this moment in Christ, and make that intentional decision for your family. And that's how we ultimately finish strong, one step at a time, right? Well, as we wrap up this series, I just want to say again thank you to all of you for your prayers and for your financial support from many. But you know, most who listen don't support. And I want to give you an opportunity today to pray about and then act on intentionally becoming a part of this journey with us together as we strengthen each other in our journey of living intentionally. These 10 principles that I've taught this week are placed on a DVD teaching that I did here at our Intentional Living Studio, and we want to get it to you as a way of saying thanks for becoming a monthly member, plus a beautiful work of art. It's in our Art That Speaks to You series. It's art done by my wife, Donna, watercolor artist, and these 10 principles that are on there. Beautiful, ready to be framed and put on the wall in your home. Our gift to you. Come and join us today. Go to theintentionallife.com, click donate, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. On Monday, we're going to talk about God's view of money. And by the way, that's this month's offer. We're going to send that CD to all of our members. So you'll be receiving that as well. So thank you for your support. And we'll see you on Monday from Intentional Living.